And it is the season for sure. It's pupping season for elephant seals, harbor seals, and other seals too. On the KSRO live line with us this morning is the Director of Veterinary Science at the Marine Mammal Center, Dr. Sean Johnson. Dr. Johnson, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
We understand that the Marine Mammal Center needs some help at this time of the year. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, well, we're busy this time of year. It's traditionally, as you said, pupping season, and because of all these large storms that we've been having, a lot of pups have been washed off their rookeries and are ending up on public beaches in areas where they're not supposed to be. So in the last 4 weeks or so, we went from 30 seals on site here in our main hospital in Sausalito up to 131 that we have today.
And who takes care of those pups?
Well, we have a core group of volunteers that basically do all the work for us, from assessing and rescuing the animals on the beaches and driving them here to Sausalito. And then we have animal care crews that provide them food, you know, four or five times a day, and they have to make the food and give them the fish and clean the dishes and everything. So right now we're calling for volunteers that, you know, could help us in all aspects of our work, but specifically coming to Sausalito here and signing up for duty, you know, give us a little bit of your time to help out the animal crews, take care of the animals.
And what is pupping season? I mean, how much time are we talking about here that this will continue to be an issue?
Yeah, so it's a springtime phenomena that usually starts right about now. The elephant seals are born in February, January and February, and they're just being weaned by their mothers and trying to figure out life on their own. But we also have the harbor seals that are starting to be born right now. So we'll see an influx of these harbor seal pups that are being born all up and down the coast here right now. And so at least a couple more months of a lot of work for us here at the center.
Well, one of the things that happens annually here in Sonoma County is, and primarily at the mouth of the Russian River as it feeds into the ocean, is that, of course, the birthing takes place, and that a lot of folks are volunteering to basically keep watch over the pups and make sure that the people don't get too near the moms and or the pups, and that's an important element of both keeping the two together and keeping them safe from human, all kinds of stuff that we might carry.
Yeah, it's very important. They have a great area there at the mouth of the Russian River, the harbor seals, for having their pups, and the teams of volunteers that work there to protect them and keep them away from people and dogs is great. And if any of those pups, for some reason, are separated from their mother, or big storms come through and cause some disruption, then we'll go up and rescue those pups and bring them here to Sausalito. And we have volunteers up and down the Sonoma and Mendocino coast that are on call that we send out to any report of a stranded marine mammals that we have in those counties.
Now, Dr. Johnson, a lot of us think, when we think about volunteering for an effort like this, we think, oh, well, it'll be great and we'll be able to just cradle them and hold them while they're separated from mom. That's not exactly the situation, is it?
No, these, even though they are very cute and young, they are wild and they're still dangerous. And we train our volunteers techniques to handle them, and we use kennels and nets and that kind of stuff to handle them. So yeah, it's not like we're caring for a bunch of kittens or puppies. These are wild animals, but our ultimate goal is to get them healthy and get them back out into the wild. And you know, the volunteers, they can go to our website at marinemammalcenter.org/volunteer. And it'll give you a list of all the different kind of opportunities that we have. And so you know, a volunteer could come to the center here and work once a week and take care of the animals. Or they could just get the training to be on call up and along the coastline to go and assess and rescue the animals. So there's lots of different opportunities where you can make a difference right now.
Okay, so give us that direct website again, please.
Yeah, that's the marinemammalcenter.org. And it's /volunteer. Go to our volunteer page there, and they'll give you all the information to sign up for a fish kitchen.
Fish kitchen, I like that.
Yeah, we have a fish kitchen duty where you could come in with no real skills at all, work with our core animal care team and help them do the dishes and separate the fish and get ready to provide the food to the animals. So, and that you could do that this evening, probably. If you went online, there's probably some openings.
Well, it sounds like there are lots of needs in a variety of different ways. Dr. Johnson, thanks for your great work, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Dr. Sean Johnson. He's the Director of Veterinary Science at the Marine Mammal Center. So if you'd like to help out, now you know how to do it.